You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We have a boatload of callers on hold this evening, so I'm just going to go ahead and go to the phones, because we're going to try and get on as many as we can, and it's going to be really fun to see what questions they're asking. By the way, when we're taping this show, it is February 20th of 2020. So the date is 2-20-2020. So it's got to be some special mojo going on tonight, don't you think, with a date like that? I just thought that was remarkable. And in the number 8, so for you numerology fans, the number 8, so that we take all those 20s and we add them together and we get a single digit of 8. 8 stands for regeneration. It's a new first. 8 people on the ark, 8th day of circumcision, 8 covenants with Abraham. That's what the number 8 means in the Bible. So I always think that's kind of fun to look that up. Alrighty, let's go to the phone. And I believe our first caller is Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Get yourself off mute.
Hello. Hello. Yes.
So we
right.
can hear
yes.
you. There right. you go. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hello.
Are you there? Hi.
Hi. I called in, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, and I was telling you about like the my body, the twitching and stuff, and he told me to take magnesium. I've been taking it, and it's still happening, so I was just wondering, is there something else I should be doing, or...
Okay. Well, is your name Tracy?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good, because there was a man that was on the phone before, so
oh,
I didn't know who that was.
He gave me the phone. He would, yes.
I was going to say, you changed your voice fast, girl. Oh. Tracy, where are you calling us from?
New York.
Okay, Harlem. So what I'll do is I will get you on my radar, and we'll see what's happening. While I'm doing that, tell everybody what was going on with you for those that didn't hear you when you called in a few weeks ago.
Okay. So I'm not sure what's happened. I know I do work out a lot, and as of the last, I want to say, 2 months or so, I've been getting a lot of, like, muscle twitches, like involuntary leg muscle twitches, and it's everywhere. It's all over my body. It's mm-hmm. in my calves, my back, my shoulders, my biceps, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. They're just constantly twitching. I mean, it'll stop for a little while, and it'll start again. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what it is. So I've made sure I took my I'm up with potassium and electrolytes and now magnesium, and it's still happening.
Yeah. All right. So what I've done while you were telling it, thank you for telling everybody what was going on. I connected to you energetically, and how I do that, Tracy, is I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And when we're attached to a body, we vibrate more slowly just because the body has mass. So I raise my vibrational level, I close my eyes, and I watch a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama, hooking into you in New York. It feels like I'm in New York tonight because it's going to go down into the 20s here in Birmingham, which is pretty cold for the deep south. So I've got you on my radar. I have a hologram of you on my radar, and I shoot energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and it's as if I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. And mm-hmm. what I'm getting is you still need more magnesium. So I would increase the amount of – how much are you taking now?
250 milligrams a day.
the pills.
Okay.
I think it was 250. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm getting up at to around 600.
Okay.
Milligrams. Okay. And the other thing I'm getting, and when I say I'm getting, that means spirit's communicating with me. It's coming into my head. The other thing my head, Julie's head, is telling you is if you start getting the runs, if you start getting diarrhea, back off on the magnesium amount because it will keep things moving. But you need to really up the magnesium. You're just not on enough magnesium.
Okay.
And I think that's going to help. So I hope I hope that works. Let us know.
Okay, I will.
Thanks
thank
for
you
calling.
So much.
Okay, right, take care. Thank your fiance for being the phone minder. Okay. All righty. Our next caller is Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm calling. Good. I'm calling from Michigan, the central Michigan area. And the reason I'm calling is I am very close with one of my cousins, and I've been concerned about her, and I wanted to know if it is in her best interest to get a divorce.
Oh, okay. What's her name?
Sarah.
Okay. So is it in Michelle's cousin Sarah's best interest at this time in her life to get a divorce? The first thing that comes in your head is going to be spirit answering, Michelle, and they're going to answer within a second, as fast as you can snap your fingers. If you wait longer than a second, that's going to be your brain answering you. All right? So I got a yes. But you notice that my question was very specific. So spirit's always going to answer correctly, Michelle. And how applicable, how usable the guidance is that we get from spirit is going to be dependent on how we ask the question. And we want to be as specific as we can. So another example of that would be if you ask, is it in my best interest and will I enjoy the concert? And you get a yes. And then you go to the concert and it's a nightmare. You hate it. You leave at halftime. And you're thinking, what's up with that? Versus if you ask the question, is it in my best interest and will I enjoy the concert on February 20th of the year 2020 at XYZ venue to hear XYZ performer? See the difference in how the question's asked? The first question, will I enjoy the concert, could be any concert for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And they say yes, and you're getting a correct answer, but it's just not real usable. So I got a yes on that.
Okay. And so any reasoning as to why or just in general?
I didn't ask why. I just asked, is it in her best interest? So did you want to ask another quick question about it?
I think she focuses more on the bad than the good. So, but she has a very hard time. Like, she basically, it's hard for her to focus on the good because there is so much bad. So I don't know.
The thing that's coming in, Michelle, is that she has a lot of fear. Is she afraid of her husband? Is she afraid of being single? Is she afraid of finances? Is she afraid of all the above? I get there's a lot of fear with her.
Okay.
With making this decision.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah. They have four kids, so.
Oh, yikes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's the biggest concern is how are the kids going to be? And so.
Sure, and that's valid. The other thing that's really important to remember too, Michelle, is that things that have happened are set in stone. Things that are happening right now are set in stone. Things that are future events are fluid. There are about a bazillion variables that will come in to affect an outcome. So us getting a yes tonight for Sarah may be a different answer this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there are lots of variables that come into play. Like, what's her husband doing? What are their finances? Things can change. People can change their minds. That's why free will is so important. And it's not just her free will, it's lots of other people's free will as well, it sounds like. So right now I'm getting a yes. Again, that could be different in a week, in a month, in a year, whatever. But that's what I'm getting right now. Okay. Hope that helps.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Our next caller is, hang on a second. My screen just went goofy. Okay. Got it. All right. You know how they have these pop-ups that come on your computer screen and sometimes at inopportune times? That's just what happened. Hi, Miss Patty.
Me?
Yeah, you're up, girl.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just got out of the hospital last week with pneumonia.
I'm sorry.
That's how I am. And I feel like I'm getting better, but I just wondered if you saw anything or...
Yeah. Let's give you an energy boost, if nothing else. Patty, please tell everybody where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from California.
Okay, where in California? It's a big place.
Danville, California.
Okay, that's Northern California, everybody.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So, Patty, I'm going to get you on my radar. Here we go. Laser beam.
Thank you,
got
Julie.
You.
I've
energy. I know. I've missed you, too. Patty and I have done several private sessions together over the years. And
not over yet.
For a couple of months. Okay. So, Patty, I'm sure they treated you with antibiotics, but it looks like it was viral to me, a viral pneumonia.
Interesting.
And they normally will treat with antibiotics, too, because a lot of times you can go into a bacterial infection when you have viral pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pushing the remaining virus out of your system. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. They couldn't figure out what it was, whether it was viral, bacterial, or fungal. And but I'm feeling much better. They said if I didn't get in that day, I probably would have died. And I was shocked.
Oh, geez. Because you were having so much trouble breathing?
Yeah, and it was the lower left chest that had the... It wasn't the breathing. I became delirious.
Oh, my. You probably had sepsis going on.
What's that?
Sepsis is when the infection gets into your whole bloodstream and it just shut down organs. Yeah, that's where it gets really dicey. So, gosh, you're a miracle. You're a miracle. Thank God you got in.
Well, thanks
I'm pushing it out. Viral infections, Patty, and everybody look like really thin, watery beef broth to me. And bacterial infections have a hot pink color to them. That's antibiotic energy that I see applied. So what I do for viral infections, Patty, is I envision pushing them up through your body, out through the top of your head. Imagine if you were just a container and you had beef broth inside of you, watery beef broth, and we pushed it out through the opening and the bottle top was your head. That's basically what I just did. And then what I've done is I've just shot you with extra energy to help you heal fast. Two things consider doing. Ester C is vitamin C, but it's buffered, so it's easy on the stomach. I want you to take 1,000 milligrams of ester C,
okay,
E-S-T-E-R-C, and 50 milligrams of zinc. And you can get these vitamins at most grocery stores. And ester C, a lot of Whole Foods has it. Other high-end grocery stores are going to have it. Kroger has it. I don't know if you have Kroger near where you live. But get that, Patty, and I want you to take 1,000 milligrams of ester C and 50 milligrams of zinc three times a day, okay? You're completely healed.
Okay.
Three times a day. It's an amazing immune booster. So it will
telling me in the hospital, and they said I was low in potassium. Do you think I'm low in potassium still?
I get a yes on that.
Okay. Okay.
So did they give you a prescription?
No.
Okay. So call your doctor and tell them that that's what they said in the hospital, and you want them to write a prescription for you. And they should be able to access your chart and your blood test, so they'll be able to see what those levels are. so you won't have to get stuck again.
And can I just say something to your friends? I remember when I called in to you, and I was having bone loss in my, you know, mouth, my teeth, and I was so worried about it, and you fixed that.
Not me, honey. It's spirit working through me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It happened, so thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome, honey. I hope you feel better.
Me too. I know I will now. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, it's spirit that works through me, you guys. It's not me. I'm just the facilitator. I play a role, but it's spirit working through me doing this healing stuff. Okay, our next caller is Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, sir?
I am fine.
Terrific. Where are you calling us from?
Minneapolis.
Oh, the Twin Cities. What a beautiful place.
We love it here. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. It really is. What do you have, 10 million lakes or something in that state?
I'm very close. Yeah, you're just shy by one.
What do the license plates say? 10,000, the land of 10,000 lakes or something?
They do, but there's way more than 10,000.
Oh, funny. I was talking to a friend in Minneapolis this morning, and she named some place she was going to where they had eagle's nests, and it was like Watchaw or something. And I said, is that Minnesota or is it Wisconsin? That sounds like a Wisconsin name. And she said, well, it's Minnesota, but it's right on the border of Wisconsin. I said, well, there you go.
Yeah, I think she was down near Red Wing.
Maybe, perhaps. Well, good. Well, you got a question for me?
I do, and I'm going to read it so I get the words hopefully correct here. My son, who is in his mid-30s, has had severe OCD since his young childhood, which has led to self-medicating with alcohol to the point of being a raging alcoholic. He self-admitted to inpatient rehab yesterday.
Great.
Can spirit through you assist in healing the mental disorder and the addiction?
Yes. And oftentimes, and we'll work on him, and if he'll let us, I'll ask his permission. And oftentimes, the thing that's so interesting about addiction, Mark, is it's a physiological situation. It's a brain thing, and it's a physiological thing. It's not a personality thing. You know, oftentimes we'll look down at addicts and we'll say, well, they just don't have any self-control. That's not it. It's a physiological thing that's going on. So
that's the message I try to tell him.
Yeah. What's his name, Mark?
His name is Michael.
Michael. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to you. And then through you to Michael. I'm going to ask Michael's permission telepathically. You guys will be able to hear me because I'll say it out loud. But I'm going to ask his permission telepathically if I can scan him. If he says yes, I will. If he says no, I won't. I can, but I won't. It's an ethical thing with me. I believe it's an invasion of privacy. We can still get information from him, but I won't get a visual on them. And how we get information and why I don't have a conflict with that from an ethical standpoint is his spirit's not going to tell us anything it doesn't want us to know. So I don't have a problem with that ethically. But somebody that doesn't want me to scan them, okay, I'm not going to scan them. So here we go. Laser beams connected to you in Minneapolis from you to Michael. Okay, it kind of went a little bit southeast from you. Is that where the facility is?
Very good, Julie.
Okay. So I watch this laser beam connected to you, and then it goes directionally. It's so funny, Mark, when I'm scanning somebody anywhere in the world, I watch this laser beam go across maps and oceans sometimes, and directionally, it's wild. I always tell people, I can't make this stuff up. Too wild.
Quite accurate.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, Michael. All right, Michael, I'm talking to your dad. I know it's fine. Cool? All right, so he's going to let me scan him. So I'm shooting energy from his feet up through the top of his head. All right, I'm looking at his head. The hologram that is in my mind's eye of him, Mark, has been turned around. I'm looking at the back of his head. He has a boatload of scar tissue in the back of his head, in his brain matter. Did he fall when he was a kid? Was he in a car accident? Did he play sports? What happened? Any concussions you remember?
No particular incident. I mean, there was a rugby incident, but it was considered fairly minor at the time. Nothing major, but he also has had a couple of alcohol-related seizures, and I don't know if that would be
okay.
Related.
Okay. All right. So brain matter looks like, my analogies, Mark, are really hilarious at times, but they're intended, I talk in analogies a lot, and they're intended to give you a quick visual of what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to help me, and everybody that's listening to this is going to help. We're going to help with the healing with Michael. When we can visualize a healing on the body is going to follow what the brain shows it, even if the brain doesn't believe it to be true. And it's similar to if you've ever watched a scary movie, you know intellectually that it's pretend, but your heart may feel like it's going to jump out of your chest at any moment because the movie's so darn scary, right? So it's mm-hmm. the same analogy. The body is always going to follow what the brain's showing it, and it helps integrate these energetic healings into the human body when we can visualize what's going on, or at least have a concept, you know, feel what's happening. So brain matter looks like thick cooked oatmeal to me. It moves around in the head. It, when somebody has some kind of a fall, even if they don't hit their head, it's the impact that moves that brain matter, and it slams up against the inside of the skull, which has a lot of bony prominences in it. It's not smooth like the outside of our skulls. So when that happens, it causes a concussion or a brain injury. You know, we hear a lot about traumatic brain injury, TBI, with professional football and hockey players and other athletes.
Right.
And so what I'm doing is I see scar tissue. So if we divided his head into quarters, the back right quarter of his head has a boatload of scar tissue in it. So I'm scooping that out, and scar tissue, Mark, looks like chicken cartilage, like you'd see in a chicken breast with the bone in.
Mm-hmm.
And I scoop that out. We're putting stem cell energy in, which looks like a light amber-colored gel with sparkles in it. And it's filling that divot in the brain matter. There's a centrifuge that's formed on top of it right away. Imagine a small funnel cloud, like a tornado cloud, spinning on top mm-hmm. of it. And that's what transforms the stem cell energy into whatever body part we need. This is the absolute coolest stuff. And it will regenerate whatever we need. Sometimes when it regenerates whole organs and other parts, it shows up on scans. And then doctors call me and say, okay, what are you doing with my patient, and how does this work? So we're regenerating new brain matter. While we're doing that, what I'm doing is I'm doing a DNA healing on him, where I've watched two strands of DNA come out of a chromosome, and the letters in the DNA, which is the recipe that tells the cells how to behave, are getting resequenced. There are four letters. They represent four nucleic acids. A strand of DNA can have 100,000 letters on it, can have 1 billion letters. I'm watching them get resequenced in warp speed. All right? The first strand's gone back in. Second strand has just now gone back in. Those are genetic mutations that have happened, my guess, from environmental conditions of abusing. You know, it changes when we're exposed to different things. It can change the recipe that tells ourselves how to behave. So we just did those two healings on him. Hopefully that will help. My one suggestion for you, Mark, if there's any way you can do it, is get him seen or get in touch with the folks at Amen Clinics, A-M-E-N, clinics, plural.com, and get a SPECT scan done of his brain.
SPECT scan.
S-P-E-C-T. It's different from an MRI or a CT scan. What it does is it shows the parts of the brain that light up with different functions. And in addicts, it's a physiological thing, and parts of the brain are not lighting up properly. OCD, same thing. So that would be, they have centers all over the country. Just go to amenclinics.com, and I would get in touch with those folks and see what they can do to help Michael.
Very good. Thank you very much,
Julie. Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Stay warm up there.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All righty. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Miss Lois. Hi, Lois.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, my dear?
I don't know, Julie. I have shortness of breath, very shortness of breath, especially if, like, if I've got to wash my face and I'm running water, the water. I have COPD.
Okay. Well, tell everybody where you're calling from first, please.
I'm calling you from New Orleans.
Okay. So Mardi Gras town pretty soon, right? Those bees will be flying down there.
Yeah, it is Mardi Gras now.
I know it. All right, so why when you're running water, what's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. But no, if I'm breathing and there's like water in the basin to get ready to wash my face. Anytime
you're breathing. Go ahead.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why it's with the connection, why necessary the water? I thought you would know.
But that's when you're feeling the shortness of breath the most is when you, and I'm sure it's probably warm or hot water.
It's really shortness of breath. I mean, to where I have to. It takes me a while to really catch my breath. I gotta. And you know, there is something that has been given to me I don't know what it is. And my husband usually doesn't call me, and he's not here right now. Isn't that terrible? Oh, God.
So you mean you've been given an inhaler or something to you?
It's something like that. Yeah, it's...
What I'm getting, Lois, is that there's steam or some kind of moisture that's coming up, and it's just making the air thick, and it's hard for you to breathe. So what I'm seeing is if you can just run the water in your sink without filling the sink and just wet your washcloth without filling the sink, that it's going to be better for you.
Okay.
Can you try that? I'm gonna try that,
and when I'm gonna email you to do an hour.
Okay, that's a good idea. We'll have a whole hour to figure out what's going on. In the meantime, the other thing I'm getting is when you bend over, that it's harder for you to breathe when you're bending over the sink. So try, if you're not trying to stay close to a basin of water and you're getting the water out on your washcloth, try and stand up a little straighter and see if that makes a difference for you.
Well, I want to thank you. I was trying to figure out if there was something I could do for my lungs or whatever in my body that's causing that to be a problem. Huh?
I think it's the steam coming up off the water in your basin, and then you're leaning over, which is restricting your capacity to breathe.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen to my husband or anybody else. I know that.
But they don't have COPD. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, Julie. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Lois. Take care.
Thank you,
babe.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love to hear her talk with her accent, with her Cajun accent, which is fun to hear. Okay, let's see who else we have. I believe Annie is our next caller. Hi, Annie.
Oh, hello, Julie.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from Chicago. I think it's about the same temperature here as what you said. It's 22.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I went into Target this evening to run a quick errand, and I swear, Annie, I think it dropped like 10 degrees while I was in the store for 20 minutes. I came outside, I went, whoa.
Yeah, that's when it becomes bone chilling. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm a first-time caller. I, quote, met you last week listening to Suzanne Giesman's podcast. And
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and so I've actually set up a private session later in March, and I'm looking forward to. Yeah, but here's my question, or just a little background, and then my question. So I had a mild case of shingles a few weeks ago after a very stressful and sad December. My closest brother died just a few days after Christmas. And so I was really running stress in December and January. And I never had a rash. I just felt the sensations, because 10 years ago I had an outbreak of shingles. So I got acupuncture and Chinese herbs, and then I did get the prescribed antiviral, which really helped. And so I avoided any rash, and I'm actually feeling very good now. But my question is, would you be willing to scan to see if a shingles vaccine might be beneficial or other supplements? I don't usually accept vaccines because I do get reactions from a, a variety of vaccines. But I thought I would just, you know, ask for, you know, what you might see or might recommend.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I've gotten you on my radar while you were talking, Annie. And when you ask, is it in your best interest to get a shingles vaccine, I got a no.
Okay.
Before the question was even out.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm getting a no on that. And vaccines, people have different opinions about them, but the research, a lot of the research is, makes them really questionable, a lot of them, especially these, you know, these ones that are like the shingles vaccine. The other thing is oftentimes I see that it has to do with an overabundance of yeast in the GI tract, and you have a lot of yeast in your GI tract when I have you on my radar.
Okay.
Do you have gas, bloating, brain fog, any of that that you notice?
I can't say that I do, but I do notice, and brain fog, and I had a headache for the 2 weeks before I felt like the nerves. And I'm very sensitive to sugar, and I don't eat much, but if I have sugar, I'll feel like I get a headache. So obviously that must be feeding the yeast.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Sugar is its favorite food group. Absolutely. So those of us that have yeast overgrowth are sugar addicts normally. And sometimes we end up being alcoholics because, you know, alcohol is a sugar IV. You don't even have to process it. It just goes right in the veins, right? The body doesn't even have to process it.
Yeah. And I rarely, if ever, drink alcohol. Then I do get stomach upset if I do drink alcohol. So let me guess.
So,
Yeah.
So what I'm getting is stay low on the food chain, Annie. If God made it, eat it. If man made it in the factory, do your best to avoid it. Yeast loves anything processed. Yeast loves anything fermented. So wine, beer, alcohol, all these foods that we read about that we need to eat for good gut health, like kimchi and yogurt and sauerkraut and that kind of stuff, that's all fine and good as long as you don't have an abundance of yeast.
Yeah.
Because when we have a lot of yeast, it makes our stomachs a fermentation factory, and you add fermented foods to it, and then you're just putting fuel on the fire, and it makes it worse.
Okay.
So if you're going to eat fruit, Annie, peel it, because the peel is full of yeast. If you are drinking water, never for the rest of your life ever put a slice of lemon in your water, because it's full of yeast. So if you need lemon in your water, slice a lemon, squeeze it in, throw the lemon down your garbage disposal. It'll make your kitchen smell good.
Okay.
Yeah, never. those restaurants cut up those lemon wedges in the morning really early. God only knows what kind of condition they're in all day. Sitting out, usually they're full of yeast. So if you're in a restaurant, ask for water without lemon. And sometimes when you go into a fancy hotel or maybe a spa or someplace, they'll have all that veggies and fruit and stuff and water, blueberries and blackberries and sometimes cucumbers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Never drink that stuff ever.
Okay.
Freeze your foods, your leftovers. Freeze them because yeast grows on leftovers right overnight. And there's a medicine called nystatin. And do you have somebody that will write a prescription for you?
You know what? I think I even may have some. I just didn't take it a couple years ago when I was getting a course of antibiotics. So I think
I actually have.
Yeah.
Great. It's an antifungal. It kills yeast on contact. If you don't have that and you can't get somebody, nystatin's what they give babies for thrush. It's been off on the market for forever. Stays in the GI tract, has no known side effects. It's an antifungal that grows in the ground. And if you can't get that, I have lots of clients with yeast issues that have had luck with olive leaf extract drops, Annie.
Okay.
And you can get those in a health food store. And there are a million different manufacturers, so I can't give you a dose because it's going to be different with every manufacturer. But ask who the consultant is at the health food store. I think Whole Foods and places like that have these drops as well, and I'm sure it's on the bottle, so try that, and that may help as well. So
it just really lowered the, it sounds like the overabundance of yeast lowered my immune system.
That's right, exactly. They always go hand in hand.
Okay.
And the immune system is based in the gut. The other big thing is if you email me, Annie, julie@askjulieryan.com, I will send you a link for half off of a gut biome test.
Sure.
That will test what the critters are in your gut. It will tell you what your superfoods are to get your gut healthy, what the foods are for you to avoid based on what your gut biome is right now. And then it'll tell you all the other foods. Eat this
Wonderful.
A lot, eat this a little, whatever. So julie@askjulieryan.com. Email me. I'll send you the link. Again, it's half off. Anybody listening that wants that link, just email me and I'll send it to you. So, and then I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your
Thanks
gracious time.
Thanks for calling.
Time. All right.
You
good
bet.
Night.
Enjoy Bye. Your evening. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it's Erin. Hi, Erin.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
You are welcome. Where are you?
I'm in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. Terrific. Beautiful place.
Yeah, it is a pretty nice place.
Are you keeping all those guys in line in D.C.?
I try to stay out of there.
Full-time job?
Yeah.
I try to stay out of there. How funny. Oh, good. Well, you got a question for me?
I do. Well, it's about my boyfriend. He knows I'm calling and asking about this.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with chronic pain for about 2 decades, but it stayed mainly in his head and nerve pain and migraines in his head, and it's constant. But on Christmas, it just kind of exploded and became nerve pain all over his body. It takes a lot of different forms and is at times excruciating, and he's seen lots of different doctors, but there's really no explanation for it yet, and it's pretty terrifying. I'm wondering if you can get anything on it.
Absolutely. What's his name, Erin?
Pat.
Pat. All right. I'm connecting to you, and from you, there will be a laser beam go to Mr. Pat. Got Mr. Pat. Mr. Pat's full of yeast. What I was just talking with Annie about. Did you hear all that?
Oh, yeast. Okay.
It's yeast. He's full of yeast, which will cause all those symptoms that you just described. And oftentimes, and what I didn't tell you, Annie, if you're still listening, well, oftentimes yeast can originate when there's mold exposure. So that would be interesting to see if he's had any mold exposure in his home or his office, if he can go back and think about that. But all those things that I mentioned with Annie apply to Pat. And I think he will get over having the nerve pain and the migraines. Get his gut in order, those other symptoms will go away. So email me, julie@askjulieryan.com. I'll send you a link to that gut biome test. That would be the first thing that I suggest. And then what I was telling Annie, low on the food chain, stay away from fermented anything, wine, beer, alcohol, food. See if you can get somebody to write a prescription for nystatin. Like New York and Staten Island, that's where it was discovered in New York. So it's N-Y-S-T-A-T-I-N. If you can't, in the meantime, go get some olive leaf extract drops and start putting that in his food, on his food. Okay? I think that's what's going on. Okay, I hope he feels better.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All right, everybody, we do this show every Thursday night. Call in number 712-770-4160. Access code 533-677-POUND. You can find this information a whole bunch of different places at AskJulieRyan.com, which is my website. If you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see all this information there. We are, where else? Anywhere you download podcasts. It's in the show notes. We're on Alexa. We're on YouTube. We're on about 70 networks. I think we're in over 100 countries around the world. So anywhere there are show notes, you can find this call-in information. I send out a blog each week, which is a question that somebody has submitted online, and I answer it. And in the body of the email is this call-in information. So be sure and sign up for my blog. And again, that's at my website, AskJulieRyan.com. And then I post on social media, AskJulieRyan on Instagram, Ask Julie Ryan on Facebook. I'll always post the day of the show and say, hey, call in tonight. Remember to call in. So you'll have that information. When you're on my site, schedule a private appointment, and then we'll have a whole hour to discuss whatever you want to talk about. And that can be any and all that we can cover in an hour. You want to talk to your dead grandmother? Fine. And have me scan your cat? Fine. And have me scan you or scan another loved one, do a past life thing, talk to your spirit guides, your angels, whatever. It makes it really fun, and it's your hour, so we can do whatever you want with it. So consider doing that too. All right, this week the question was submitted from Marianne, and Marianne lives in Toronto, Canada. And she said, dear Julie, I've been on a long journey that started out with my right hip and lower lumbar area of my back. I've had a bone scan recently, and my doc says nothing urgent, she put in quotes, to discuss. He wants to wait until we get the bone density results and then discuss both. Right now, the docs are focused on my bones. In the meantime, I've had two bouts of what I assume is the flu. I'm unable to keep anything down but chicken broth. Julie, can you help? Can you look into me and tell me what you're seeing? I don't seem to make it two steps ahead, and it's been very hard. Thanks, Marianne. And here's my response. Hi, Marianne. Sorry to hear you're feeling so punky. In order to get some information for you, I energetically connected to you in Toronto and saw a viral infection. I believe you have accurately diagnosed yourself with the flu. Again, viral infections look to me like really watery beef broth. I know that's wild, but that's what they look like to me. That's how I can tell what they are. Your idea to eat chicken broth is perfect. Studies have shown that a hearty bowl of chicken soup may help you fight off viruses, strengthen your immune system, clear nasal passages, and have a mild anti-inflammatory effect and speed recovery. When talking about chicken soup, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center says, believe it or not, there's more to this dish than just great taste. There's some real healing power in it. In addition, here are a few simple things we can do to avoid catching the flu. Wash your hands throughout the day and especially before you eat. Take 1,000 milligrams of ester C and 50 milligrams of zinc each day, three times a day if you're sick. That's what I was telling Patty from Northern California who just got out of the hospital with pneumonia. So ester C, you want to take that, you guys, because it's buffered and it won't upset your stomach. Regular vitamin C is very acidic and it can upset your stomach. So 1,000 milligrams of ester C, 50 of zinc, it's a powerful immune booster. When you're feeling poorly and you're feeling sick, take it three times a day. Otherwise, just take it once a day. Get some sunshine. Drink lots of water. Take vitamin D3. Studies show people with low levels of vitamin D have more colds and flu. And then run a humidifier in your bedroom at night in cold winter months. Furnaces dry out the air in our homes, which in turn dries out our sinuses, making them more susceptible to viruses. Regarding your bones, it does appear to me you have some osteoporosis going on. To help you heal, I use stem cell energy to add calcium to your whole skeletal system and make it stronger. Women's health expert Dr. Christiane Northrup has great advice about dealing with and healing osteoporosis. You may want to do some research on osteoporosis before your next doctor's appointment. It's always a good idea to be an informed patient and participate in your own treatment plan. Hope you feel better soon. So those of you that are listening that are interested in this osteoporosis information from Dr. Northrup's website, she's at drnorthrup.com. So drnorthrup.com. And she is an icon. I call her the fairy godmother of women's health. So thanks so much, Marianne, for submitting your question, and I sure hope you feel better. And didn't you love that about the chicken soup? I thought that was great. Great information from different hospitals and different places. Okay, let's go back to the phone, and I believe our next caller is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm calling from northwestern Vermont.
Well, beautiful. Speaking of Dr. Northrup, that's where she lives.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
No, I lied. She lives in Maine. She was in Vermont earlier. I lied.
Close.
It was a white lie, though, Lindsay. It was a white lie. It wasn't an intentional lie. But she's close. Right, close. Well, good.
Yes.
Well, welcome. You got a question?
Thank you so
for
much.
Me?
Sure. Yes. I have so many, but I need to narrow it down. I'm going to go with, could you connect to my spirit guides and ask if my chosen path of becoming a healer is in line with my purpose right now?
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. So spirit guides appear to me, Lindsay, like versions of Father Time. They look like Dumbledore from the Harry Potter movies or Gandalf from the Lord of the Rings movies. That doesn't mean that's what they look like. That just means that's what they appear to me initially,
okay.
So that I know that they're spirit guides. It's hilarious. Some are tall and thin. Some are short and stout. It's a riot. And then when we hone in on one that comes forward, mm-hmm. then they transform into whatever they look like in the lifetime they live that correlates with what they're advising you on. So
okay.
You have seven of them. They're in a horseshoe behind you, a horseshoe pattern, and the one on the right behind your right shoulder is always the one that's the most kind of a leader of the pack at this moment in your life. So he's telling me his name is Clarence. Now, remember, spirits don't have a sex, and we equate, they don't have a gender. So we equate names, you know, with male, because it helps mm-hmm. our human brains make some sense out of it. So Clarence is, he looks like a doctor. He's got one of those old-fashioned doctor bags.
Wow.
You know, like the visited home doctors used to have back in the olden days
mm-hmm.
when they would make home visits, those black bags with the doctors. And he's got stethoscope and all that kind of stuff in there, thermometers and jazz like that. All right, so Clarence was British in that lifetime. He lived at the turn of the 20th century, so late 1800s, early 1900s. He was a doctor. He was a physician. All right, Clarence, what advice do you have for Lindsay regarding her being a healer? You're a born healer. You've been a healer in many, many, many lifetimes, countless lifetimes. This lifetime, you've chosen to go about it in a different way, not necessarily by becoming a physician, but alternate way. It lights you up when you do it, and you have a gift for it. And this is me talking. Sign up for my class. The next one's in April, angelic attendant training, and it will really ramp up your skills. Look at that. And on my website, you can find out about that. That's me interjecting in there. He just said, that's a good idea. I know that sounds like a plant, but it's not. All right. Any questions for him? Does that make sense?
It does, because I was originally thinking of becoming a doctor when I was younger, and I've dealt with a lot of anxiety and chronic illness, and that just didn't end up happening. And mm-hmm. I even was in nursing school for a while, and, you know, stuff got in the way of that. But recently I've been healing from everything, and so mm-hmm. I'm transitioning into becoming the healer. Reiki and other modalities like that. And what you said just like resonates on a soul level and kind of just blew my mind.
Right.
Yep.
Good. Yep. So Reiki is a really good place to start. When you take mm-hmm. my class, it will be like postdoctoral work. All right. It gets you to a super high vibrational level. I tell people that take my class, and everybody listening, check this out. I'm telling you, it will rock your world. It will change your life in every area of your life. It will enhance it. But it's similar, Lindsay, to if we can teach somebody to read, they can access any information that they want, mm-hmm. right? Especially with the internet these days, my goodness. If we can mm-hmm. teach people to communicate with spirit and validate the information they get, imagine what that gives you access to. If you want to be a healer, if you want to be a dog communicator, if you want to mm-hmm. be a psychic, a medium, talk to dead people, spirit guides, I mean, whatever. But what happens is when you resonate at that really high level, which is mm-hmm. what my students learn to do, it just brings in an amazing amount of abundance in every area of your life. And the stories from my students, and there's been about 60 that have gone through in the past year when I started teaching this, oh my God, the stories are just amazing of things that are related to woo-woo and things that are just regular in their lives about money abundance, love life abundance, abundance for their families, their kids. It's just phenomenal, the changes.
I'm almost convinced. I just have to come up with the resources for it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, email me and we can talk about it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy your evening.
Bye-bye. You
Take
too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I believe our next caller is another Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was afraid we would run
you're
out
welcome.
Of time.
Well, we're close. So, we got 5 minutes. So tell everybody where you're calling from.
Okay, calling from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Okay, and great.
So it's a very emotional issue. My husband of 50 years has Parkinson's with Lewy body dementia. And he, on top of all that, he had a bad fall, so he had a traumatic brain injury. He's confused most days, and he gets a bit paranoid and scared. So he's in a different town from me. I'm in Flagstaff, and he's in Kingman, so it's about a 3-hour drive. I can't be there every week. So he gets scared. He gets vivid scenarios of reality, and when I talk to him, I can kind of clear things up. But I'm just wondering, I heard you talk on Suzanne's site about stem cells. Could they heal brain mm-hmm. cells? Could this Lewy body dementia actually be cleared for him?
We can certainly try it, and we can also do the DNA healing that you heard me talk about before with Mark, with his son, who's having
uh-huh.
addiction issues. And the DNA healings work really well with degenerative diseases like Parkinson's. At the end of the day, the way these healings work, Lindsay, is they happen on the energetic level, and then they integrate into the body. And there may be a difference in symptoms immediately. It may take days, weeks, months. There may be some kind of complementary care that needs to happen, like physical therapy or occupational therapy or whatever. But mm-hmm. certainly at the end of the day, it's all of our spirit's prerogative. So it's going to be your husband's spirit's choice his prerogative to utilize the healing in a way that's going to best facilitate what he wants to experience in this lifetime. And that's not just with this, that's with life in general. You know, what road do you take? What kind of car do you drive? Where do you live? Where do you work? All the decisions we make are all part of our life plan, our life's journey that our spirit wants to experience. And these healings do the same thing. So certainly it's worth a try, and I'll be delighted to spend an hour seeing what we can do to help him, if you'd like.
Right, yeah, you know, I tried to, I went on your site, I filled in my info, I checked, I'm not a robot, kept hitting send, and I don't think you ever got it. So how can I get this?
So I wanted to get it. Yeah, email me, juliet@julieryan.com, and we'll figure out a date and time that works for you if you're having trouble with this system. So just email me and we'll figure something out.
Is that your actual email or is that your site?
It is. That's my email, juliet@julieryan.com.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Okay, well, I saw that you had a couple times end of March, and I should grab onto that. Can you also do something? Okay. Do I need a separate one if I wanted to talk to a loved one that crossed the veil?
No. We can do all of that in the same hour. Yeah.
We'll that'd be wonderful, Julie.
Well, I look forward to it. Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this week. I am going to be traveling next week, so we won't do a live show, but we will the week after. So those of you I didn't get on, please call back in a couple of weeks. But next week, it's going to be really fun. I pre-recorded a show with a gal named Diane Ray, and she ran the radio network for Hay House and worked with Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and Dr. Northrup and all kinds of people that you'll recognize, and she now runs Unity Radio. So it's interesting to talk to her about what her journey has been and what she's learned from being able to work with and be friends with all these icons in the spiritual niche. I mean, certainly Wayne Dyer is right up there, and Louise Hay as well. So I think you'll enjoy that. And until next time, I will talk to you at the beginning of March. Remember to sign up for a free session and go to AskJulieRyan.com event. All the details are there. And have a great weekend and a great week. And I'll see you next week. Take care.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.